Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. Greg, for a long time I've heard about saffron, and then you suggested, you know, we should do a show on saffron, and I thought, I've had saffron, I think.
If a dish you've eaten has a yellowish color or a bright yellow color to it, you probably had saffron.
I thought that was from turmeric.
Well, you might have had somebody not having saffron and using turmeric to color the food. Turmeric by itself is quite flavorful. It's a member of the ginger family, but saffron is not.
Yeah, turmeric is
saffron comes from the crocus.
Yeah, I know, and it's very exotic. What's the story here? I mean, it takes 4,000 plants to get an ounce of it?
Well, that's because only a certain portion of the plant goes into making saffron. And so the petals have this beautiful purple color. But in the center of the crocus is a stalk.
And
at the very tip of the stalk is a region called the stigma. The stigma contains three or four filaments, red, a red color. That's the saffron. That
just
is the spice.
The little filaments and the stigma?
Yes, and those filaments have to be collected by hand. The flower blooms in the fall. The filaments have to be picked off individually. The best saffron is pure red filaments.
I see.
When you crush it and you soak it in a liquid, that's where the flavor will develop. If you crush saffron and then add it to the dish, you are not doing yourself a favor and you're wasting a very expensive ingredient.
See, that's where I went wrong, Greg. I sprinkled it on something. I thought, I don't see.
The highest grade saffron will contain 100% of the red stigmas. Very few saffrons will have that. What gives saffron its flavor? There are two basic chemicals, picrochronin, which gives saffron a bitter taste, and then you have saffronol, which gives it a hay-like taste. Hay and bitter? Why should I even bother with this? Yeah. Well, the thing is, when you soak the saffron in a little bit of water for about 30 minutes while you're getting your other ingredients ready, by the time you add it to your rice that's cooking, like for a paella, and also you can add it to risotto, which will turn the rice yellow, you will add this towards the end of cooking, not only for the coloration, but also for the flavor. And it has a definite, very pleasant flavor. Pleasant doesn't really say that much, but if you have very sophisticated taste buds, there will be a bitterness. And the hay-like flavor is more like a freshness, I think. When you buy saffron, you have to be very careful in terms of what you're buying. Sometimes you may not have much of a choice when you go to a market. If you see a container that says La Mancha saffron, that's from Spain, really pure La Mancha saffron. It'll have virtually 100% red stigmas, the filaments.
La Mancha, that's where
the man came from. Yes, we know. But most of the saffron that we can find in stores here comes from Iran.
Oh.
So Iran is the biggest exporter. There's a saffron belt going from Spain in the west to India in the east.
Okay.
Saffron can tolerate fairly cold temperatures, well below freezing, and yet the plant will survive. The reason it's so expensive is because you have to collect so many of these filaments.
It's still a cottage industry, right?
Yes. You have to plant every year. It grows from a corm. It's like an underground bulb that you have to plant 2 or 3 inches deep. The flower itself is sterile. You have your female and male parts, but they don't really enter into reproduction. It's a vegetative growth. So every year you have to start the plant over again. The plants themselves never get very high. The flowers are beautiful, beautiful purple flowers. And then you have these little red filaments, which are the saffron spice itself. Saffron is used, as I said, in paella and risotto milanese and other rice dishes. That's my knowledge of it.
Well, that's an exotic story, you know. Fortunately, it keeps for a long time.
It keeps for about 2 years.
Yeah.
And then it starts losing its potency.
See, that's a good thing to know when you fork out the
money. When you're plunking down, you know, a lot of money for this.
So there are more good things for you to know when you come back next week to
The Food Guys.